I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio. As university students throughout the state of Utah complete finals online after spending most of the semester taking classes off campus, university officials are trying to determine how to best meet the needs of students come this fall, including how to continue providing education and increasing the number of courses that might be available through distance learning. Joining me to talk about Utah State University's efforts is Utah State University's Vice President for Student Services, Dr. James Morales. And Dr. Morales, distance learning is not new to Utah State University.
You know, Utah State University has been a leader in providing online education for many, many years and has received accolades for their efforts in doing that, in providing access to higher education opportunities for students wherever they happen to be, you know, those that cannot go to an actual physical campus especially. And so I think, you know, the COVID-19 crisis has certainly highlighted how effective we've been at that, and also has helped us see the impact that this can have on various populations throughout the state of Utah, and we reach, of course, nationally and internationally through our online operations. So it certainly has shed some more light on how important and significant of an impact these efforts can have. Will it change the face of higher education for Utah State University? Probably not to the degree that maybe others that haven't been involved in these efforts might be affected. But what it will do for us, yes, there may be a shift to more students taking online courses. We were already seeing that trend develop in recent years, and that will probably continue. But I think what matters most in the context of all of that is, how do we remain connected to these students, especially those that are taking majority or entirely online courses? How do we help them stay connected to each other, to the university? How do we provide the support that they need in a virtual world? These are all great questions that are now really coming into sharper focus. And while we've been prepared to do this effectively, I think we can certainly expect that we'll move this to an even higher level.
What have you found to be an effective way of bridging that gap?
You know, the starting point where students are, in that they were already used to living a large portion of their lives in a virtual world, I mean, that's a really good starting point for any higher education institution to build upon that foundation, to strengthen those connections and opportunities to stay engaged with students and for them to stay engaged with each other. And so, as an example, during this COVID-19 crisis, we are not able to see students for mental health services in person anymore. But we migrated those efforts into the virtual world and have been just as effective in providing the support services they need. Another example is we currently don't have our recreation centers open, but we've created a whole variety of fitness routines and workouts, opportunities for students to access personal trainers, and all of that's done in a virtual environment. So it's neat to see all that happen and just sort of ramp up in a way that can be sustained for, the foreseeable future, and even when the COVID-19 emergency has passed.
You know, that's true. There are a lot of reasons why students can't necessarily come to a campus to obtain a higher education degree.
Right. You know, there are students who are place-bound for a variety of reasons, either through our centers that are found in all of the counties in Utah, or through these online offerings. Those students no longer have to go to a physical campus. At the same time, we want them to feel a part of the Aggie family. We want them to know if they are running into troubles with their academic pursuits, that there are advisors available for them online. We want them to be able to take care of themselves, and if their well-being, whether it's mental well-being or physical well-being, is in jeopardy, that there are resources available to them through the university right online. And it's sort of that brave new world, and we're excited that we're able to be a part of addressing those needs.
And of course, Utah State University, like other higher education institutions in the state, have set up website information to keep you updated as to what some of the changes are when it comes to enrollment in the fall and classes that will be available as we continue to monitor the COVID-19 pandemic as it relates to higher education. Dr. James Morales, thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate the time. Bye now.
Dr. James Morales is Utah State University's Vice President for Student Services. And a program note that this is the second in a two-part conversation with Dr. James Morales. If you missed the first segment, you can listen to both online at upr.org. You're listening to Utah Public Radio.